Welcome to Mingwei Radio's Falun Dafa podcast, bringing you a window into the lives of Falun Dafa practitioners across China and throughout the world. Stories include first-hand accounts from practitioners who face persecution in China, as well as insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled, I Stopped Limiting Myself, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on March 4, 2024. COVID spread widely in 2020. My city was locked down and it seemed as if the world was ending. I had been helping other practitioners with their technical issues, and I was concerned about them because many practitioners rely on others for their needs. For example, some practitioners would clarify the truth in person every day and did well, but they cannot get on the Minghui website. Some focused on the distribution of truth-clarifying materials, but they would rely on others to produce the materials. Some could produce a lot of materials, but they cannot maintain their equipment. The lockdown cut off communications between practitioners, yet we still needed to save people. I previously noticed some practitioners only focused on doing one thing, but the current social condition limited our ability to coordinate and save people. My human notions surfaced, such as feeling angry, wanting to complain, and blaming others for any issues. But I thought, what can I do? I knew we shouldn't lose contact with other practitioners, as that would be following the old forces arrangements. I looked around and found a way to get out of my community. I went to practitioner Sai's community. The security there was very strict, and there was a guard at the gate. I walked around and saw an opportunity. A car arrived, and as the security guard checked the driver's permit, I walked through the gate from the other side. When I arrived at Sai's home, she was happy, and we agreed to study the Fa at my home. We were determined not to accept the circumstances. She told me something that happened recently. Her home was a truth-clarifying materials site, and she was responsible for providing the materials and the Minghui Weekly to practitioners in her area. After the city was locked down, she felt that practitioners must still get the materials, and despite being in her 70s, she climbed over the wall and was able to enter practitioner Yan's community. She arrived at Yan's home and was able to give her the materials and the Minghui Weekly. But then Yan said, "Don't come again. My family doesn't want me to be around others because they're afraid of the virus." Sai was sad, not for herself, but for Yan. By accepting what her family wanted, wasn't she cutting her connections with other practitioners and following the path arranged by the old forces? I knew that many practitioners just waited for others to deliver the materials and Minghui Weekly to them, or relied on others to come and do maintenance on their equipment. For them, losing contact with other practitioners also meant losing contact with the Minghui website, and this was no small matter. Before the pandemic, I suggested that everyone learn some technical skills and have everyone make the materials. But now I felt this issue was urgent. Fa rectification waits for no one, and we can no longer just wait or rely on others. Ding could not get on the Minghui website and relied on me to bring him Minghui Weekly and the experience sharing articles. Plus, he lived far away. Due to the pandemic, very few buses were operating. I didn't think about it any further and just set off for his home. I walked when there was no bus service. When I arrived at his community, it was completely locked down. I walked around and found a gap in the fence, which was very narrow, but I was able to get through. With Master Li's help, nothing can block practitioners. Ding was surprised when he saw me and asked how I got in. I explained and also suggested he learn to get on the Minghui website. He sighed and said, "I've known for a long time that I should learn how to." Prior to the pandemic, I mostly worked on technical issues. But with the city locked down, it seemed as if my skills were no longer needed. I decided that I should begin distributing the materials and turned on my printer. But just then, I realized that I didn't have any paper. I went to the electronics store that I used to buy supplies from, but it was closed given the pandemic. I thought, I'll look around and Master will help me find a store. I finally found a small store that was open, and it had the paper I needed. I was very happy, and I kept saying in my mind, thank you, Master. One day when I was distributing the materials, I saw a truth sticker posted near a gate. I felt encouraged by seeing it. Practitioners have been able to get out. I felt the strength of our one body, and it boosted my confidence. I didn't know how long the city would be under the condition of lockdown. I only worked on technical issues before, and I didn't pay much attention to clarifying the truth or printing the materials. Because of the pandemic, circumstances changed. We were being interfered with and could not go do a good job of saving people in the ways we used to before. It seemed that we limited ourselves to only producing the materials or fixing equipment. I felt quite regretful now because Practitioner Bao had asked me 3 times prior to the pandemic to join an online truth clarification project, but I refused. My excuse was that I was engaged in technical work, and I only wanted to focus on that. I limited myself to only doing technical work and felt it was my only way to validate the Fa. I had restrained myself with my own limited understanding. Now that the city was closed down, wouldn't it be good to be able to clarify the truth online? I regretted I didn't learn how to. Master saw my wish and helped me. I talked to a practitioner who helped me contact Bao. I spoke with Bao across the fence that surrounds his residential community, and I explained that I wanted to learn to clarify the truth online. He said, it's hard to teach you in person now, as my community's policy is very strict. I thought I shouldn't give up. I went to the gate of his community one night. The security guard was away or asleep. I quickly entered. Bao was shocked to see me and taught me until late that night. However, there was not enough time for him to teach me everything. I was able to enter Bao's community another day while the security guard was asleep, and Bao finished teaching me. He praised me for how quickly I learned. I said jokingly, I refused you when you offered to teach me before, but now I have to come late at night and early in the morning. My enlightenment quality is poor. Clarifying the truth online is easy during the pandemic since there are no geographical restrictions. However, it has a high Xingxing requirement. I had negative thoughts once when I sent truth clarification materials to a police department. I thought my computer security is limited, and I worried that they may be able to trace me. I studied the Fa and was able to firmly reject this negative thought. When I received a replying message that scolded me, I was happy. It meant that the materials I sent were received and read. Another time, I received a reply from an American Special Forces soldier. Due to the special nature of his job, he did not have an opportunity to hear the truth, and he thanked me, which gave me encouragement and confidence. Yet it wasn't always smooth. Due to the CCP's internet blockade, it would take a long time to post the information, and sometimes we were not able to send it. I once received a threatening message, "Your IP has been filed to the police department." I thought about giving up. After studying the Fa, I realized that the truth clarifying information must be made available on the internet so the people who were poisoned by the CCP's lies would have opportunities to be saved. I decided to persevere no matter how difficult it was, and I reinforced my computer's security system and strengthened my righteous thoughts. Because I only did technical work in the past, I had difficulty clarifying the truth to people in person. I knew I needed to step up my efforts to save people, but it was hard to open my mouth. One day, I saw someone walking towards me. He seemed to have trouble walking. I thought I could ask him about it and talk about DAFA. But when he got close to me, I couldn't say anything, and I could just watch him walk away. I felt so bad. I knew I had to make a breakthrough. A lady sitting behind me on the bus looked unwell. I was determined to clarify the truth to her. I said, "Are you okay?" She said, "My health is never good. I always feel sick." I said, "I know how that feels. When I was 45, I had heart disease and nephritis. It cost me 1,000 yuan just to be checked into the hospital before I even bought any medicine. I couldn't afford the treatment, but my condition was hard to cure even if I underwent treatment." She asked, "How are you now?" I said, "I'm fine now." She immediately asked, "What happened?" I said, "I began practicing Falun Dafa." I told her about my changes after I began practicing cultivation. She said, "Can you take off the mask and let me see your complexion?" After I took off the mask, she said, "You look very healthy." She said that other practitioners had clarified the truth to her before, but she didn't understand. She saw that I was older than her, yet I looked younger and healthy. And she said she now had a good opinion of Falun Dafa. Once when I went to a community, I noticed an elderly man sitting on a bench. I greeted him and said, "The weather is nice today. It's great to sit outside and enjoy it." He agreed and I said, "You look to be in good health." He said, "No, not really. My health has many issues." I said, "No one can afford to be ill these days. Medicine and hospitals are so expensive. It's best to find a way to improve your health." He sighed and said, "What can I do?" I told him about my changes after I practiced Dafa and how the CCP persecutes Dafa. He quietly listened and agreed to withdraw from the CCP. I went to buy some vegetables one day. The vegetable seller said, "My products are very good, and I will help you choose the best ones." I said, "That's great. Honest people are rewarded." A lady standing next to me heard my words and responded, "That's so true. Do you believe in Buddha or God?" I said, "I practice Falun Dafa." Her attitude immediately changed, and she said, "Why would you practice it?" She was about to say bad things, but the vegetable seller said, "I know many people who practice it. Some people recovered from serious illnesses through practicing it." The lady looked surprised. I said, "Don't believe the CCP's propaganda you see on TV." Someone came to look for her, so she thanked me and left. I could tell that she had a good impression of Dafa, which laid the foundation for her to be saved in the future. The vegetable seller stood up for Dafa, so I knew people were awakening and even spreading the truth. I realized that whether we are doing technical work or clarifying the truth face to face, it does not matter if we think we do it well or not. We just can't give up. Master asks us to cultivate ourselves and let go of our attachments. If we hold on to our attachments or try to find a passage in the Fa to justify our attachments, we may be following the path arranged by the old forces. I was inspired by reading the sharing papers presented during the experience sharing conferences outside China. Many practitioners are not part of a project, but when they were needed to save people or cooperate as a group, they would put aside their egos and face the challenges together. Some were involved in many projects and worked hard. They would not say, "I'm part of this project, I can't work on the other one." This is what touched me the most. They cooperate unconditionally. When I compared myself to them, I felt ashamed. I just thought of myself as a technical practitioner and did not clarify the truth in other forms, and I wasted time and missed many opportunities. I'll work harder so that in the future, when I look back, I have no regrets. Through my recent experiences and changes, I can see how much Master has done for us. Master finds ways to enlighten us, opens our wisdom to save people, shows us the infinite depth of the Fa, and helps and protects us in every possible way in order for us to keep up with the process of Fa rectification. Master, thank you so much.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled, "This is what I have wanted all my life," by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on December 7th, 2023. Falun Dafa keeps me going and is the most important thing in my life. I have been practicing for 27 years, and no matter what tribulations I have faced, Master Li, the founder of Falun Dafa, and Dafa have been guiding me all this time. Part 1, Studying Dafa. On New Year's Day 1996, my brother returned home from the city, and he brought with him an audio tape of Master's lecture in Jinan. After listening to the lectures, I felt as if I had emerged from the fog. My life went from darkness to light again. I have been looking for this all my life. From then on, I embarked on the path of cultivation. Studying the Fa and doing the exercises were truly most precious, and the changes in my body were very obvious. I was 41 years old at the time. I was in poor health. I suffered from back and leg pain, frozen shoulder, insomnia, frequent colds, and a bad trachea. I had a difficult time doing farm work. I recovered from all these illnesses within half a year of my studying the Fa and doing the exercises. I was agile when walking up mountains or crossing streams. I can do any farm work. I truly felt the joy of being free from illness. Part 2, Spreading the Fa. I was very happy after I learned Dafa, and I wanted to tell others about it. We live in a remote mountain village, and people there learned Dafa relatively early. Some people from surrounding counties and cities even came to our area to study Falun Dafa. As more people came, I tidied up three old houses of mine and used them for practice sites. Later, I enshrined a bronze statue of Master, and it became famous. I held small experience-sharing meetings there from time to time, which helped spread the Fa. There were practice sites in four surrounding towns. As the number of people increased, the area we introduced the Fa to got bigger. I carried a TV and Dafa materials on my back and went everywhere to promote the Fa. I never felt tired, and the joy I experienced was indescribable. Part 3, Dafa changed the village atmosphere. Our village is in a ravine. During the Cultural Revolution, food was a problem. We didn't have enough to eat after working hard for a whole year, so stealing became prevalent. Later, some properties were privatized, and it was common for people to steal corn. In particular, every family raises livestock, and they secretly let them graze on other people's fields. The whole village did this thing, and fights about it were common. After Falun Dafa spread to our area, the atmosphere in the entire village changed. Out of the 150 villagers, more than 40 were Dafa practitioners. Not only did practitioners become better people, but those who didn't practice also benefited. Villagers all learned that good and evil are rewarded accordingly, and they stopped doing bad things. People's souls were purified, and the village atmosphere changed. Part 4, Solid as a Rock Amidst the Persecution. The evil Chinese Communist Party, CCP, began persecuting Falun Dafa in July 1999. My home was a practice site and a well-known shrine with Master's bronze statue. People from the town police station came to destroy the shrine. It just so happened that I had taken the bronze statue to be plated 10 days earlier. They did not see the statue, but they took away all of Master's pictures on the wall. They came to harass us again and again from then on. My only thought was, be resolute cultivating Dafa, the mind unstirred, from true character revealed in Essentials for Further Advancement too. I held the thought, no matter what happens, I will uphold Dafa. I was illegally arrested and sentenced to 5 years in a detention center in July 2002. I suffered endless hardships during my detention. In order to transform me, the authorities deprived me of sleep for half a year. My heartbeat was dangerously fast. I couldn't eat and I had difficulty walking. The guard's designated helper, a local prisoner, hit me in the face whenever I closed my eyes. He acted crazily and got into a fight with other prisoners. As a result, the 1 year reduction of his sentence for helping persecute me ended up being canceled. I knew this was the retribution resulted from what he did to me. Later, I learned that I had attachments to resentment and combativeness. After I realized this, Master removed these attachments for me and led me to understand that I was there to save people. Gradually, I developed a kind heart and was able to treat the guards and prisoners kindly. I told them my personal experience of cultivation and touched their hearts with my kindness. The environment in the prison later became more relaxed, and they changed their attitude towards Dafa. Some prisoners even decided to practice Falun Dafa after they were released, and we even became good friends. Part 5. Helping Fellow Practitioners Enlighten. Only 3 out of a dozen Dafa practitioners in the ward where I stayed remained untransformed. The guards couldn't transform me, so they used transformed practitioners to try to persuade me. I told these practitioners that we practice truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and that their bad-mouthing Dafa, while knowing in their hearts that Dafa is good, was being untruthful. I told them, one is a supernormal person if he can tell people the facts about Dafa, showing kindness, and while facing tribulations and difficulties, save those who harmed oneself. It is what a divine being does. After repeated exchanges with fellow practitioners, most of them woke up and returned to the path of cultivation. Although 5 years of imprisonment was hard to bear, I helped save many predestined people. My mind became broader, my confidence in Falun Dafa increased, and I also cultivated away many human attachments. After 5 years of illegal detention, I returned home in 2007. The weeds in the yard were as tall as a person. It was obvious that no one had lived there for many years. Later, I learned that my wife had gotten sick from the pressure of the persecution and passed away soon after my arrest. Our oldest daughter worked out of town, and the younger daughter went to middle school and lived with my brother. My family was destroyed. I felt extremely sad and couldn't figure out why good people were suppressed by the CCP. Is it wrong to be a good person? I collected myself and decided to make up for what I had missed while incarcerated during the previous 5 years. With this thought in my mind, Master arranged an environment for me. My brother found me a job in the city heating company where he worked. I had my room and board there and had a lot of free time. I used the time to study and memorize the Fa. I worked there for 5 years, during which I learned a lot of Fa and memorized it several times. Part 6. Distributing Truth Clarification Information. While I worked and studied Dafa, I also went to distribute Dafa materials when I had time. Once, I was reported by a woman and 3 or 4 security guards arrived. They asked me where I was from. I didn't answer. I just clarified the truth about Dafa to them. I told them that there were so many natural and man-made disasters now, and people had to do good to avoid them. I told them that good deeds will be rewarded with good, and evil deeds will meet with karmic retribution. I talked a lot. They saw that I was not afraid, so they let me go. I still had 30 or 40 sets of Dafa informational materials that had not been distributed, so I switched to a different place and finished distributing them all. There were many such occurrences. I returned to my hometown in the countryside after I stayed in the city for 5 years. I used the time between farm and work to go door to door to clarify the truth and ask people to quit the CCP and its affiliated youth organizations. I rode my motorcycle to nearby places and took a bus when it was far away. Master asked us to save people, so we did. Over all these years, we have never stopped, knowing it is our responsibility. Looking back on my cultivation path, I know there are things I have not done well. I am still far behind the diligent disciples. In the limited time left before the Fa rectification of the human world begins, I will study the Fa more, save more people, and go home with Master.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China, and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.